Government Policy Statement on Health 2024 to 2027 Summary Document. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Formats Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand Government, and on the right, Manatu Hauora. Government Policy Statement on Health 2024 to 2027 Summary Document. Purpose of the GPS. The Government Policy Statement on Health, GPS, is a document that sets out the government's priorities, objectives and expectations for the health system over the next 3 years. The GPS is a key accountability document required by the Pai Ora Healthy Futures Act 2022. It builds from the Pai Ora Health Strategies. The GPS sets parameters for the New Zealand Health Plan, a three-year costed plan developed by Health New Zealand for the delivery of publicly funded health services. The GPS contains the government's priorities for improving health outcomes for all New Zealanders, including those with the highest needs, Māori, Pacific peoples, disabled people, women and people living rurally. Vision. The long-term vision for the health system is to achieve longer life expectancy and improved quality of life for all New Zealanders. The three-year focus for the health system will be to ensure timely access to quality health care. Workforce and infrastructure are key to making improvements. The commitment and focus on improving access and timelines are reinforced in the health targets and mental health targets. GPS priorities. The GPS sets out 5 priorities for the health system. Priority 1. Access. Every person, regardless of where they live in New Zealand, has equitable access to the healthcare and services they need. Goals for the next 3 years are 1.1. Improve access to and choice of primary and community healthcare services and diversify the points of entry and support. 1.2. Develop models of care to better meet people's needs closer to home. 1.3. Increase access to online health services and improve access to communication, information and transport and accommodation assistance. 1.4. Improve cancer screening. 1.5. Faster access to medicines and pharmaceuticals. Priority 2. Timeliness. People can access the healthcare and services they need in a prompt, efficient way. Goals for the next 3 years are 2.1. Reduce waiting times for appointments, operations and emergency care. 2.2. Faster access to primary and community healthcare services. And 2.3. Improve cancer management. Priority 3. Quality. Healthcare and services delivered in New Zealand are safe, easy to navigate, understandable and welcoming to users, and are continuously improving. Goals for the next 3 years are 3.1. Benchmark and monitor quality of care. 3.2. Enable the use and generation of evidence, information, research and evaluation across the health system by using implementation science principles and concepts. And 3.3. Enhance processes for quality improvement and strengthen the handling of quality concerns. Priority 4. Workforce. The health workforce should be available and accessible and responsive to the range and complexity of health needs. Priority 4. Workforce. The health workforce should be available and accessible and responsive to the range and complexity of health needs. The workforce has the development opportunities that they require for productivity and delivering quality care across all populations. Goals for the next 3 years are 4.1. Improve training pathways and develop a more culturally safe and competent workforce. 4.2. Strengthen health system leadership locally, regionally and nationally. 4.3. Retain, value and recognise the workforce. And 4.4. Recruit for workforce gaps. Priority 5. Infrastructure. The system is resilient and has the digital and physical infrastructure it needs to meet people's needs now and into the future. Goals for the next 3 years are 5.1. Long-term national planning. 5.2. Committed funding with competent delivery. And 5.3. Enable evidence-based digital solutions. How the GPS priorities will be achieved. the GPS priorities will be achieved through action on 5 non-communicable diseases: cancer, cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, diabetes and poor mental health, and 5 modifiable risk factors: alcohol, tobacco, poor nutrition, physical inactivity, adverse social and environmental factors. A strengthened focus on prevention and early intervention, financial sustainability, health outcomes in high-need populations, and partnering to address health determinants. Health targets. The government has identified 5 health targets and 5 mental health and addiction targets to accelerate action. The 5 health targets are 1. Faster cancer treatment. 90% of patients to receive cancer management within 31 days of the decision to treat. 2. Improved immunisation for children. 95% of children to be fully immunised at 24 months of age. 3. Shorter stays in emergency departments. 95% of patients to be admitted, discharged or transferred from an emergency department within 6 hours. 4. Shorter wait times for the first specialist assessment. 95% of patients to wait less than 4 months for a first specialist assessment. And 5. Shorter wait times for treatment. 95% of patients to wait less than 4 months for elective treatment. The 5 mental health and addiction targets are 1. Faster access to specialist mental health and addiction services. 80% of people accessing specialist mental health and addiction services are seen within 3 weeks. 2. Faster access to primary mental health and addiction services. 80% of people accessing primary mental health and addiction services through the Access and Choice program are seen within 1 week. 3. Shorter mental health and addiction-related stays in emergency departments. 95% of mental health and addiction-related emergency department presentations are admitted, discharged, or transferred from an emergency department within 6 hours. 4. Increased mental health and addiction workforce development. Train 500 mental health and addiction professionals each year. And 5. Strengthened focus on prevention and early intervention. 25% of mental health and addiction investment is allocated towards prevention and early intervention. The full version of the Government Policy Statement on Health can be found here. Click on the link Government Policy Statement on Health 2024-2027 Ministry of Health at https://www.health.govt.nz/publication/government-policy-statement-health-2024-2027.